With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Next hour on the show is the Power Hour. All our picks for tonight, NBA, Major League Baseball, and more. In 20 minutes, speaking of more, Matt Moore joins us from the Action Network. Great NBA writer and podcaster for them. Talking all things association, picks for tonight, and big picture storylines. But in the last segment, you know, we did our WrestleMania roundtable. Myself, Nick Costos, our talented trio of producers. We call them D-Generation Bet. Just a little wrestling tie-in there.
Love
and
it.
My co-host for today, my guy Mark Malouzis, in for Ken Barkley. So, you know, since it's WrestleMania this weekend, and since we can gamble on it, since wrestling is a sport, and if you think it's not, you're wrong. Don't give me that crap. And we can bet on it, and this is a sports betting show. Figure we should get some picks from someone in the know, someone that can give us some great information so we can win some money this weekend when we watch WrestleMania. And, like, the guy that we're going to have on, I've known for a long time. He's very conscientious, Moose. He sent me a text earlier today, and he's like, just make sure, like, we tell the audience that, like, wrestling is fake and it's predetermined. So, like, it's not like betting on actual sports. So, like, you know, it's like things can change. It's like, yes, we know. Yes, yeah. Wrestling is fake. So, like, we're not suggesting that you're able to anyway, because those limits aren't going to be high. Not suggesting that you clean out your bank account based on this, because Vince McMahon changes his mind. You know, Vince McMahon changes his mind. We see it happen all the time. But we are pumped to welcome in my buddy Adam Silverstein in here to You Better You Bet. He is on Twitter at Silverstein Adam. He's the deputy managing editor for CBSSports.com, great sports website. And he is the host of his own wrestling podcast. Him and I used to do a wrestling podcast together. The podcast is called Getting Over. So I'd encourage all our listeners and viewers, if you're into professional wrestling, check out Adam at the Getting Over podcast. I believe he goes on that podcast by the name that I gave him back in the day, which is the Silver King. Silver King, welcome to You Better You Bet, my friend. How we feeling ahead of WrestleMania this weekend? And tell our audience where you're doing this interview from right now.
Yeah, feeling great, Nick. And yes, it is WrestleMania weekend. I just so happen to be at Augusta National, standing over the practice screens right now here at the Masters. It's, you know, fantastic, great weather so far. Having a good time. The reason, I just want to say off the top, the reason why I was kind of being conscientious is I'm
Don't give me this crap. Come on, stop.
I love gambling on the NFL, golf, other sports, but with wrestling, it's like, let's just kind of have fun. I want to have fun with it. Yeah. That's the difference.
Adam, I got a question. I thought they didn't allow cell phones in at Augusta. How are you on a cell phone right by the practice screen?
So there's a gorgeous, you can Google it online, gorgeous media center. And inside the media center, the media is allowed to have cell phones. So it's a very unique, one building only situation.
Gotcha.
That's where I am right now doing this. And it happens to overlook the practice screens, which are, of course, gorgeous.
Silver King, what did you think? This is going to be like an NPR interview, like about WrestleMania. Of course, we're going to have some fun with this. It's WrestleMania. Absolutely, man. So let's get started here. Let's get some winners coming up for the showcase of the Immortals. And I don't know if it's going to be the main event, Silver King coming up on Saturday night. Maybe it'll be the opener, but the WWE Championship match with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. Lashley is the champion. Now, for people that don't know, you know, McIntyre won the championship last year at WrestleMania from Brock Lesnar. No fans there, obviously. So he kind of missed that big WrestleMania moment, the pop from the fans here. Maybe that factors in. As such, McIntyre about minus 200 to win the championship back. Let's start there. Lashley, McIntyre, who do you got and why?
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple with this one. Like, there's good reason to pick both guys. On the Bobby Lashley front, it's simple. This guy just won the title off the Miz after Miz cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase. And this is a guy who's been waiting for the opportunity to be WWE champion for 16 years. He just won the title. And then you're going to have him drop it at WrestleMania a couple weeks later. You don't think that they would normally do that. The problem is he's a heel. And Drew McIntyre is the babyface, the guy that Vince McMahon has been able to get over the way he had been trying for half a decade to get over Roman Reigns as a pure, what they call white meat babyface. And now he finally, after trying to get coronated last year in front of no fans, has the opportunity to coronate him in front of 25,000 plus fans. I just don't see any way that he passes up that opportunity. WrestleMania, sure, heels win occasionally, but it's about feel-good moments. It's about making the fans happy. And at minus 200, that's a pretty good return on what I think is a pretty obvious choice in Drew McIntyre.
Adam, how about the triple threat match? Edge is the favorite right now, plus 115. Reigns is at plus 150. Daniel Bryan is plus 200.
Yeah, see, this is the toughest one on the entire card because there are legitimate reasons for all three guys to win. I just mentioned Roman Reigns and Vince McMahon's inability to get him over as the face he wanted. Well, what's happened is, since returning, Reigns is the arguably number one heel in the entire wrestling business. And he's doing such a great job that you don't necessarily want to take the title off of him, of course. Then you have Edge, who returned last year after being medically disqualified for his career. He's coming back and getting now an opportunity to main event WrestleMania on night two, what was expected to be a one-on-one match for the title. And you think, well, he's the veteran. He's a big name. You're going to put him over. But then you have Daniel Bryan, this guy who is the ultimate underdog, who had one of the greatest WrestleMania moments all time, winning the title at WrestleMania 30. I believe that was in New Orleans. And
I was there.
Again,
yeah.
We go back to the fact, guys, that WWE has not had a single, main roster event, Raw, SmackDown, or pay-per-view in front of fans in nearly 12 to 13 months. And what are you going to do at the end, the very last moment of the show? Do you want Roman Reigns to go over and get a smattering of boos and cheers, boos to actually because he's a heel, and cheers because now people like him because he's a heel? Do you want Edge to win, where he's a true heel now, they just turned him? Or do you put Daniel Bryan over and again get that vociferous reaction from the fans, just the true joy that they would get from having Daniel Bryan win? And I think, again, first event in a year, you know how much they love Daniel Bryan. It's a sure thing. You're getting 2-1 odds, best odds on the board. I'm picking Daniel Bryan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, the analysis is a little different here than like when we do the NFL and it's like, well, like this wide receiver's good and this cornerback stinks, so give me this team. It's more like, well, this guy didn't win last year and now the fans are here, so now we like this guy. So our guy, the Silver King, was right on. It is a lot different handicapping this event. It is You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos and Mark Malus is joined by Adam Silverstein from the Getting Over podcast, giving us betting picks for WrestleMania for this weekend. Silver King, let's go to the women's side of it here. On Sunday night, we've got Asuka defending the Raw Women's title against Rhea Ripley. Ripley's a massive favorite here. We know Charlotte Flair was supposed to be involved potentially in this match. She's not in it now. Ripley's the big favorite. Is she actually a value here at minus 400? What do we make of that match?
See, it's really tough. This is probably something where I would either go with Asuka or I would lay off. I don't think this is something where I would put money on Rhea Ripley at minus 400, primarily because this match is happening because their plan A and their plan B both got ruined. So they're kind of throwing this together. She's had main roster matches before on pay-per-views, but she just debuted as a Raw superstar three weeks before WrestleMania. And anyone who knows WWE knows that they save main roster debuts for the Raw after WrestleMania. So they pulled the trigger here to put her in the spot. But what's interesting going into this is you have Asuka, who famously lost the title to Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, which upset a lot of fans. Then you have Rhea Ripley, who last year defended the NXT championship against Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania and lost, which upset a lot of fans. So you have two people who have basically been victimized by the booking of Charlotte Flair going head to head. Fans want to see both of them win. So does WWE atone for Ripley's loss last year, or do they give Asuka, who's really been carrying the Raw Women's division for the entire year, the title and allow her just to retain it in a really big moment? I do think if you want to get some action on this, I don't know what Asuka's going off at, but I would probably put a couple bucks on Asuka for fun, see what happens. But I would just stay off Ripley because you're not getting enough value to actually go with her as the favorite.
All right. How about Saturday night? How about the SmackDown Women's Championship between Sasha and Bianca? Right now, if you like Belair, she's getting minus 400 to win. And Sasha Banks is plus 250 to retain the title. What's your take on this one, Adam?
Yeah, so this is a great example of a situation where the odds are correct here. So Bianca Belair should be, and I'm sorry, there's a random siren coming up behind me. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but Bianca Belair should be a big favorite.
Are they going to get Siwoo Kim's putter? Is that what's happening right now?
He just finished his round.
Maybe once he snapped that off, it got jammed into someone's leg or something. I'm not sure. But that was a pretty great moment a little bit ago. So it's tough because, like, Belair should be the favorite. This is going to be a momentous match for WWE, not just because it's two women headlining night one. It's two black women that speaks a lot of representation. They've really been pushing that. And Bianca Belair is they're both young, but she's the newer talent on the main roster. So I do think Belair is going to win the match. But counter to the Rhea Ripley and Asuka match that we just talked about, I don't see any value in going with Sasha Banks here. So this one for me is a no play. But if you want my prediction is that Bianca Belair wins the title.
All right, Silver King, let's go a little bit down the card here, away from title matches, at least for right now. We'll come back to the United States and Intercontinental Championships. You know, maybe the match that I'm most looking forward to coming up on Saturday night, even more than Drew and Lashley, even more than the Women's Championship match, is Cesaro against Rollins. Now, these are two, like best friends, CrossFit buddies in real life here. Two great wrestlers in the ring. Rollins is the heel here. Cesaro is the babyface. Cesaro is a big favorite here, minus 300. Rollins about plus 200. Rollins doing some of the best work of his career right now. Love the outfits he's rocking on Friday Night SmackDown. I personally think no chance Rollins wins this match. I think he's going to put his buddy over. Rollins doesn't need the win here. He can lose, and he loses nothing by losing, if that makes sense. Do you think I'm right on here with my take on Cesaro winning this match, being probably a good bet, even at minus 300.
I do agree with you in general. And of course you love the drip, the Seth Rollins drip, the custom suits every single week. That is what Handsome Nick Costos, that was his old nickname, by the way, on the wrestling podcast. I don't know if he still goes by that on this show, but quote unquote, Handsome Nick Costos, well-dressed Nick Costos was another nickname.
Both things still true. Don't play as well on a sports betting show as they did on a pro wrestling show.
Fair enough, especially when you're not, I mean, you're on camera, but it's a little bit different. They don't get to see the entire drip top to bottom. So look, I think you're right? This is a scenario, the way the storyline has been built, it is for Cesaro to finally get his big WrestleMania moment. But the one thing we know with Cesaro and with Seth Rollins throughout their entire WWE careers is this: Vince McMahon loves putting Seth Rollins over. Vince McMahon hates putting Cesaro over. So while I agree with you, and if I was going to wager some money on this, I would put it on Cesaro. You need to be, I mean, look, with wrestling, we just talked about it. Any match you bet on, you have to understand it's a risk and you're kind of just throwing money at it to kind of have fun, right? This one, more than some of the other ones we've talked about, there's always that opportunity where you're just going to get extra angry because not only are you rooting for Cesaro to get a moment in real life, you're going to have a bet on him and Vince McMahon may pull that rug right underneath you. And look, sometimes he does it and he's a genius. He gets that heel reaction. But he may actually piss you off on this one.
Adam, how about the U.S. Championship? Riddle against Sheamus. Sheamus right now is plus 120.
See, this is one of the toughest on the card. In fact, the U.S. Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, the odds are close to even minus 100, plus 120, something like that, going both ways. These are difficult because both of them could go either way. When it comes to the United States Championship and this match, Riddle has only been champion for a couple of months. He's a younger guy trying to get, you know, he's getting a push, obviously. He's right in the midst of it. At WrestleMania, I always kind of lean on the faces getting wins because, again, you want the fans to be happy, not just because it's the first event with fans in a year, but generally you want to send people home happy. So I think between these two matches, and you're going to bring up the Intercontinental one in a second probably, I think you pick one face, you pick one heel, and you hope you get them right. In this case, I don't, you know, Sheamus has had an incredible year, so there is the chance that WWE could reward him for just a cavalcade of fantastic in-ring work that he's had with really everyone, Riddle himself, Drew McIntyre, you know, he's run the gauntlet, Keith Lee and Bobby Lashley as well. I side with Riddle retaining the title here, and we'll talk about the next match, but if you want to go the opposite way on both of these next two picks, then I think you can win both, but it's really legitimately 50-50.
Adam, we got literally like 20 seconds left here, so just give it to us quickly. Your Intercontinental title, Apollo Crews against Big E. Big E's the champion, but Apollo Crews is a slight favorite, minus 140 in like 15 seconds or less.
Sure. Apollo Crews just got a new gimmick. He's already lost to Big E multiple times. It would make sense to go with Apollo Crews as the heel and then take Riddle as the face in the other match. Or again, if you want, you flip the two.
Adam, in 10 seconds here, who's going to win the Masters?
Ooh, I got to stick with me. Justin Thomas has been my pick all week.
Okay, so I'm going with JT. Adam's been a friend of mine for many years. Adam does great work on his podcast, Getting Over. It is sensational. And I'm proud of you, buddy. You're doing great things with your career.
Thank you.
The podcast. Check it out, Getting Over, Adam's wrestling podcast. And check out Adam's work. His bylines can be found at CBSSports.com. My man, enjoy the Masters this weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll talk to you soon here on the show.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me. And you can find that podcast at Getting Overcast on Twitter. Thank you.
I think I probably screwed that up when I gave the promotion. That's my bad. Okay. Good stuff there with the WrestleMania picks from our guy, Adam Silverstein. So we've done 40 minutes on like quote unquote non-sports. We'll get back to sports on the other side. Matt Moore from the Action Network joins us talking NBA next.
What do you get when you pair a sports nut with a sports geek? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.